Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what up, Red?
What's up?
Not much. What's going on, everybody? What's the deal? It's another episode of The Menu, Blog Talk Radio. Big Red Brother B in the house. What up?
What up, everybody?
Yeah, well, everybody is good. Hope everybody is well right now. A lot of things going on in the world, as usual, but I don't know. It just seems like real strange times right now. Death is on overtime, man. Every time I turn around and hear somebody, passed away, things of that nature, man. It's, you know, sometimes when you're dealing with your own stuff and somebody comes with their stuff, put that on your plate.
Mm-hmm.
You just get full. Just get real full sometimes, man. Head full of thoughts. You know, just trying to stay focused, man. But nobody said life is gonna be easy, right? No doubt.
The world of this world that we live in is not easy, and you know, as you get older, sometimes you look back and say, you know, damn, when I was a kid, you wasn't thinking about all these things. And it's like now, as you're getting older, it's like, yeah, it's like you start thinking about stuff and stuff that you wouldn't think that you have to think about. But it's like it's stuff that you have to think about. Life.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, sometimes you just want to disconnect. And it's not like I condone it or anything, but you know, sometimes it gives you another perspective on, like, sometimes why people may drink, why people may smoke or do certain drugs. I mean, some people do it for recreation, but then there are other people out there that are actually doing things to just escape, you know, what's going on around them. You know, like I said before, that's one of the reasons why I don't watch the news, because the news can be very depressing. And, what makes it worse is that this thing of COVID that we're still battling, it makes it even more depressing because we're not being armed with the proper information. There's a lot of things coming with it, you know, like, you know, we're going to talk about tonight, once again, the total mandates, people losing their jobs, you know, people basically being given, you know, an order. It's either A, you're going to do this, or B, you're just going to do that. And I just find that, you know, it's like, you know, are we really a democracy still, or are we slowly becoming something else? And that right there, yeah, supposedly, but you know, freedom costs, and I'm sure that's another thing that weighs on people's minds as well. It's like, where do you go? Like, what do you do? Like when your government or your state tells you X, Y, and Z, and it goes against what you believe, or your moral right or your human rights, you know, what the mm-hmm. hell do you do? Like, you have to make this big sacrifice of who you are and what you believe to be what someone else wants you to believe. And at that point, are we no longer living life? We're just living to please someone else, or living to, you know what I'm saying, for the machine. So it's like one way or another, it's like you're going to comply, you're going to be controlled, and you're going to continue to be a slave. And like I said, there's a mental fallout even with that. And you know, in the coming weeks, you know, we really got to, you know, sit down and talk about that too, because You know, it's crazy. It's crazy. But once again, what up, y'all? It's the menu.
Yep.
Blog Talk Radio. Guest call in numbers 347-324-3395. That's 347-324-3395. Big Red, Brother B in the house. You catch us on Facebook. The menu, Mind Your Mental, MindURMENTAL. Yo, send us a message. Like the page. Throw some comments up there. Let us know how we're doing. We also on Instagram, The Menu, Mind Your Mental, same thing, MindURMENTAL. Yeah. So, yep. You know, this is why one of the reasons why, I guess I'm going to have to take a break from these topics after tonight, and then, like, we got to go back, talk about some crazy relationship shit, because... You know, man, you try not to be in a sunken place, like you don't want to be there, but it's like every time you wake up, you turn around and you hear some bullshit. Now, you know, we were on the show last night, The Absolute Truth on Blog Talk Radio. That's our people's family right there.
Mm-hmm.
Hot Rod, Sean Black, you know, K-Dog, and always rest in peace, Lady T. You know what I'm saying? You know, and we were talking, you know, his topics were, you know, touching on some of the things going on. And one of the things, once again, is this whole mandate, you know, with the vaccines. And it's like, how do you tell people they're a hero on one end and on another end? You just, thank you for your service, but if you don't do that, then we got to part ways. All these nurses and all these doctors, all these frontline people, whether it be FDNY, police departments, home attendants, social workers, all these people that are on the front line that are out there and that were out there during the pandemic, and they were risking their lives as well as their sanity, to do what they felt was right. Some people took it as a job, but other people were just like, I have to do what's morally right. And they helped. They put themselves in harm's way to help. And now the government and the state are telling them, hey, listen, if you don't do this, we got to cut you loose. And when we do cut you loose, what you said, I think you said yesterday, Red, like it's denying, some people are being denied unemployment. They're telling you can't get another
job.
They're telling you can't get another job.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, I think, where does it stop? Like, where does it really, when does somebody just stand up and say enough is enough, like you're doing too much? I can understand you want to get people vaccinated, but what you're doing is you're creating this whole thing where you're not helping. Now you're hurting, because now you're telling people that they can't work, or they can't pay their rent, they can't buy food, they can't take care of their children, they just can't have their livelihood just because they don't want to take the vaccine. Now, some places offer the weekly testing. If you don't want to do the vaccine, fine. You got to get tested weekly. And okay, I get it.
But that's even a pain in the bond.
Yes, it is. I'm sure it is. But I'd rather that than somebody just giving a pink slip.
No, but I'm going to tell you why that's a pain. Not to cut you off, but I'm going to tell you why. Because guess what? Yeah, you got to go weekly. You're doing that. You got to stand. When you go there, you got to stand on the line. It's a line for that. You got a line for that, or rather a waiting line. You got to stand in line for that. That's first thing. Then if depending on when the tests come back, you got to be out of work for almost a whole week. They're not going to let you work, and you got to wait for the test results to come back. You can't go get some places. I'll say some places may not let you go get like a rapid test, which I think would be better if you let the people get a rapid test, because this way they could get the results quickly and they don't have to lose work. But guess what? If you go take the regular test, that's 3 to 5 days, then guess what? That person has to wait for the results to come back. Depending on what happens, guess what? They can either come back to work or not come back to work. But then you got to be out of work for a whole week and not get paid because you're waiting for test results.
And see, that's the thing.
So that's the thing.
The
right.
No, go ahead, Ray. Go ahead, finish.
No, you still, you know, it's the thing of, yeah, going for the weekly test. That's not even helping. Like you know, I understand what you're saying, like, I'd rather do that than to take a vaccine. But guess what? They're going to make it difficult. They're trying to make this whole thing difficult for people, period. They don't care. They just want you to go get that vaccine, and this way all your problems will be solved. No, it won't. Problems won't be solved. I don't know
see,
how they think that just getting the vaccine, yeah, like.
And before Ms. Cherry steps in, hey, what's up, Ms. Cherry? How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Hi, Gary.
All right. My thing is, okay, you're pushing for the vaccine. You're pushing people to take it, but it doesn't stop them from catching the COVID. Like, I really think more people may probably be inclined to possibly take the vaccine if it stopped the whole COVID thing in its tracks. But it doesn't.
Right.
There's no guarantees. There's no guarantee that you're not going to get COVID. There's no guarantee that you may or may not have side effects. There's no guarantees. And that's the thing. Like, once again, how did we – I mean, it's not like this country hasn't been morally corrupt since its inception. But the thing is, how do you continue in the face of such adversity to just be so, like, mean, you know, to just throw that out there? Like, how do you be so mean and try to say, oh, because we're in a worldwide pandemic? Yeah, I get it. Like, we're all here together. We're all here dealing with it. But in the same breath, why use this as an opportunity to basically take away people's freedoms? Like, to me, this is, like I said last week, from abortion to this, it's like gradual little stepping stones to where people are slowly being stripped, you know, of their choices, you know, their rights to life. And as you said before, Red, human rights. Like, it's slowly becoming this thing where you do not have a choice. You do not have a say. You can't have a say because we don't, you, what you say doesn't matter. And that's
right.
That's what's scary. That's where some of the mental fallout starts, because people who will be in situations where they can't work, it's like, where do they turn? What do they, you know, who do they turn to?
Mm-hmm.
What do they do?
Yep, exactly.
The universe forbid, you go get to say, all right, fine, I break down, I go get the vaccine, and then you have a bad reaction and something happens. No one's liable.
Exactly,
you
absolutely.
You did it on your own, we can't help you, da-da-da-da-da.
Right.
Yeah, you know, like I said, I don't find this funny. I don't find it funny, but sometimes you just got to, like, kind of smile off.
Got
to
laugh
to
keep from crying.
Yo, it's serious.
Got to laugh to keep from crying.
What do you have to add, Ms. Sherry?
All right. So I'm just signing on. I'm trying to catch up to where we're at. But I think the biggest thing that the unvaccinated people have concern with is that there's so many inconsistencies coming out, and they don't feel like they have to explain it. Because, and I understand the science is developing and we're learning something new every day, but at first we were told if you get 70% of the people vaccinated, then we're going to be okay because it's called herd immunity.
Nope.
Now you're saying we have 75%, but you got to force the other 25% because they're the ones that are spreading the virus. And I noticed when I'm listening to the commercials, they keep saying that the vaccine will help you to get over the virus easier. So based on your commercial, everyone's going to get it. But now you're trying to force me, well, based on the commercial, they're saying everyone's going to eventually get it. And if you want it, if your symptoms, you want your symptoms to be easier. Easier than what? I know someone that is unvaccinated that is coming out of cancer, and they found that they were COVID because they had a runny nose. I don't think that that's something I couldn't deal with, as opposed to introducing something into my body that I don't agree with. So they keep saying making it easier for you to recover, but they really don't know what your symptoms are going to be anyway. You may have a mild, or you may have, you know, other situations, and it's not an underlying condition thing, because there are people with underlying conditions that are doing quite well, and there are people that don't have any underlying conditions that are dying. They don't have any answers, and they're not being truthful. And now that you don't agree to just accept it blindly, it's moved to the position where the government is now trying to force you. You won't be able to get unemployment if you don't come to work, but we're going to fire you if you don't take the vaccine so that you can come to work.
Right.
I always say they take away, first they take away your choices, then they try to take away your privileges, and then they move over to taking away your rights.
Don't forget the guns.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, hey, Mr. Joe. Hey, Mika. What's going on?
Hey,
y'all doing?
What's up? If that was Cherry, hi. Brother B's here. Hi, Mika. How's everybody?
Hello. Red in the house, too. Don't forget Red. Don't forget Red.
I always forget Red.
And you
I'm unforgettable.
Unforgettable. Yeah.
Mr. Joe is actually, he did bring up a point which I was going to bring up later, because Ms. Cherry had sent me some articles. And, the Supreme Court is about to start making some moves and, you know, debating some things. And, you know, while we're talking about, you know, vaccinated and unvaccinated and, you know, people are losing their jobs and, you know, fighting for rights, in between abortion rights, gun rights, you know, there's things that they're slowly working on to kind of just like pull away from people when we're not paying attention to it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not like we're not stuck on something major here. Like, you know, of course we're still, I mean, COVID is here. You know, it's here to stay. But we still also got to remember there's other stuff going on too. And the last thing we do is need to wake up in the morning and find out, hey, you know, oh, your privileges are gone with this. I mean, I'm sure Texas right now, the women population in Texas are like, wait a minute, hold on, with this whole abortion ban.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's the thing, especially in states like Texas. States like Texas, and I'm going to say it, and I don't give a crap, is a, for the lack of a better term, a very male-dominated state.
Oh, God.
It is. Hey, you say what you want. Again, don't really care today.
Oh, boy.
Not interested. Not really interested.
I'm sure. Yeah.
Really not. End of the day, you have a bunch of men that are sitting there making decisions regarding a woman's body. You do. Call it what you will. See it how you want. But at the end of the day, that's what it really is. And I say this because, honestly, being a female, if a female is raped, what gives any man the right to tell her, you still have to have that child? If she's sexually abused by a relative, what gives any man the right to tell her she has the right that she still has to have that child? It's different if she's in a relationship with someone and she decides that, well, she doesn't want the responsibility. That's something that her and he have to go through together. In that case, that's nothing the courts can really do. That's for them to sort out. Should she be allowed to? Absolutely not. Not until they've sorted that mess out. But
I'm afraid.
For other things that are a bit more important, absolutely. Being a female and having gone through my own trauma, I wish a man would tell me.
All right.
I really do.
Okay.
You can't tell me how to handle my body.
Sherry.
No, you can't. You
Sherry,
absolutely cannot.
You were talking about man and a woman working things out. Got news for you. Men have no say. None. Girl gets pregnant, it's her choice from then on what to do with the baby.
If
so
you're in a relationship like that, no. That's the problem, because it's not every relationship that's like that.
Every relationship is like that.
It's
now,
not
woman
like
decides,
that. It's not
woman,
like that.
Well,
yes,
hold on, Mika. Hold on, Mika. Go ahead,
if the woman decides to somehow let the man provide some input, well, that's just generous of her. The law in every state provides the woman with the so-called right to decide what to do after she's pregnant. She wants the abortion, man can't say shit. She wants to keep the baby, man can't say shit. Name me a state that proves me wrong.
What you're saying is just totally ridiculous, because not for nothing,
well, there are men in New York.
Wait a
minute, wait a minute.
Stop. No, that's not.
Hold on. The answer to that is Texas.
Texas does not allow the woman, when she's pregnant, just to say, okay, what do you want to do, babe? And if the guy says, I don't want the baby, have an abortion, she's obligated to have the abortion. She can do whatever she wants.
Oh, I misunderstood you. I thought you were saying, did Texas take away the right of the woman to make a decision?
No.
That's what we're dealing with right now.
Well,
this is my thing. I'm siding with Mr. Joe on one thing. Ultimately, it is always the woman's right. Just like a man has a right, we're humans. We have rights. We have certain unalienable, divine, universe-given rights. And it is a woman's right to do what she chooses to do with her body, whether a man likes it or not. It's ultimately your choice. Just the same way a man has a choice to do whatever he chooses to do with his body. Listen. Look at the transgender. They have choices to do whatever they choose to do with their body. So my thing is, I don't understand why abortion is such an issue. If you really look at it, it's none of my business what you do with yourself. But when you bring the system into it, of course the system is going to do what they say. Like they say, you're not supposed to mix religion and state, right? But of course, they're all in the same glass, because then it's either law. You can't mix morals and law together. It doesn't work. So I don't know in this situation why abortion is even an issue. Because I'm sorry, excuse my French, it's none of my fucking business. You do what you choose to do. If we're together in a relationship, and I'm like, listen, I don't know, I don't know if I'm with it. You ultimately do. What you have to do. My kid's mother asked me the same thing. What do you want to do? I said, listen, I want you to have it, but listen, it's not my choice. Now, you may have a group of individuals, men and also women, but that disagree with the whole concept of abortion, and that's the issue right there. I don't think it's a thing of you have no rights to do whatever you want to do with your body. I think it's just a thing of where people do not want abortion because they don't believe in it. And that's the argument. That's what you're fighting against. You're fighting against the people who don't believe in it. Just like the people who don't believe in vaccination against the people who do believe in it. That's all that it boils down to.
At the end of the day,
it's not about that.
You know what it boils down to? We don't have rights. Forget the Constitution. Forget the unalienable rights. Forget about God created man. We have privileges, not rights. Because
you're
the
right.
Government can step in at any time it wants. It has and will continue to do so to tell us what to do. Because if we don't do what they want us to do, out come the police.
Yep. You see how they'll bring in the National Guard.
That's right.
To replace doctors and nurses. So that's the real argument. Oof. It's not so much, I don't think it's so much of a thing of, like, you know, sometimes they'll throw up the smoke screen. They'll throw up the smoke screen and make it seem like it's one thing when it's actually something else. Because it's not just men. There are women out there who are against abortion too. But the men are going to take, you know, precedent because that creates a real argument. Oh, you as a man can't tell me this, or you as a man can't tell me that. I don't really think it's that. I think it's just the fact that you just have hardliners who just don't believe in it, whether they're male or female. They just don't believe in it at all, and they're pushing their product out there to get everybody else arguing, fighting and fussing about my right. Like I said, morals and law do not go together.
And let me tell you something about male-dominated society. 55% of the population are female. If you females didn't want abortion or do want abortion, regardless of the males that are in Congress, all of you can just stand up and vote, sign petitions, write your congressman, let your voices be heard. But those who don't always say, well, it's a male-dominated society.
It's not. That's not entirely true, because there are many of us that actually do write out congressmen, that do vote, that do the right thing.
Yeah, but you got to do it in a way so that the female's voice can be – the female voice is 55% of the population. 55% of the managers in the United States, 55% of the occupations who are managers are female. Something like 55% of the people in college are female. You females have had a voice for a long, long time. If something doesn't happen, that's because you didn't get together.
Yeah, we're still sold as boot cows. Please.
Who's discriminating against you? Which male in Congress is especially...
If that were the case, we still wouldn't have to fight for equal pay, for Pete's sake, for
equal
doing
pay.
The exact same job.
That's the truth, too.
No, but what I'm saying is that if that was the case, if we had as much power as you like to perceive that we have, we wouldn't have to fight for basic things. That
you
is a basic thing.
You don't have to fight for them.
Yes,
it's a matter
do.
Of perception.
What are you talking about?
Don't.
I work in a male-dominated field.
There's no such thing as a glass ceiling. You know why?
First of all, I'm not saying this. What I'm saying is that we have to know. Wait. I let you say what you had to say. Now you're going to listen to me.
Okay.
What I'm saying is this. I work in a male-dominated field. I do. I work in a male-dominated field. For me to get the same equal pay as a man doing the exact same job as I'm doing, I have to kick, fight, and scream. Okay?
And you think other males don't?
For me to get that equal pay, no. Again, I work in a male-dominated field. I do. There aren't many women in the same field that I'm in. There aren't. There are not.
Okay.
And I'm telling you from experience, because I've been in this field for quite a while.
So what's the field?
In order for me to get IT, there aren't that many women in IT.
Yeah, really.
Yes, I am going to tell you, because I've been in this field for a long time.
And a female in the IT business, because I've been in corporations in which, you know, there's been a few females in the IT talking about cloning, talking about backup, talking about migration. There's a few in there. Those who are good get promoted. Those who are not, don't.
I'm going to say I was in corporate America also, and it's the same thing. As a female, I'm doing the same exact work as male counterparts, and they are getting paid a lot more than me. I have to always have to prove myself. My workload is much more than theirs, and they're compensated better. And I don't think anybody can sit here and honestly say they don't know that.
Well, I mean, I don't think it's a thing of saying that we don't know it. Because it's
somewhere in denial,
on.
Though.
I'll tell you why. Go ahead. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
I don't think it's a thing of being in denial. No, I promise you, Joe. I don't think it's a thing of denial. But it's not like we don't have women out there on the front line trying to make these changes. But at the same time, we do have to acknowledge there are also women out there who are against some of these changes. There's some women who do not want to see certain progress happen, and we have to admit that, and we have to acknowledge that. Because
and
if
there
that
are still
the
men
case,
that don't believe
well,
it.
And
there
exactly,
are women
like
Phyllis
but,
Jackley
I,
who don't believe it. There are women who do like, not believe in the women's so-called women's rights. There is nothing that you cannot do that a man hasn't done. There is nothing that is discriminating against you to do what you want to do. Now, if you're not getting the same pay, you got to take a look at some studies in which women do not work the same hours, have the same workload as you're talking about. They take
that
off because of pregnancy. They have more vacation.
First of all, wait, Miss Sherry.
Somebody's background.
Let me tell you something, Mr. Joe. Let me explain something to you.
Hold on. Wait.
Before she does, right, I just have to make one quick point. You're sitting there saying that women don't work as hard or as long as men do.
That's right.
Let me tell you something.
It's just studies.
Stop with that study crap. Let me tell you this, because in the real world in which I live in, I work 5 days a week during regular hours. Then I come home and I'm still putting in an additional 2 to 3 hours every night. As a matter of fact, I just got offline from working on someone's computer remotely. The job took an hour, and then I had another job to do. So don't tell me that we don't do that.
Cherry, you're talking about empirical evidence, one single
situation. That's not Cherry that's talking to you. It's not Cherry that's talking to you.
Sorry.
Empirical evidence.
And I am not the only female that does this. It's my fault.
Yes, I know that you're not. But
there are many of us.
There may be. But again, there have been studies also. There's been a guy who wrote a book, and he went around on his book tour. And when he was speaking in front of audiences, he asked women, okay, stand up if you're doing this particular profession. Stand up if you're working these many hours. Stand up if you're taking the sick leave, et cetera, et cetera. It comes down to just not just that book tour, but in certain studies, women go for the glamour jobs, the ones without the heavy lifting. You're not going to find women who do want to do overtime a lot. Also, there have been studies in which there have been women who have undertaken certain certain stress loads in certain professions, and when they were there long enough and when they were there taking these particular stresses, quit. They couldn't take it like a man could. I got news for you. In the male-dominated society, is the reason. All right? We are more emotionally stable than you are. We are more intelligent than you are.
Okay. Now, that is some sexist crap right there.
That's not sexist crap. Only in the last two years ago, did the women surpass the men by, I think, 1 point or 2 point on general IQ tests. When it comes to protecting the nation, you women aren't around to be heard.
Oh, my God.
Now before Miss Cherry steps in and you know, Miss Cherry aka Napalm steps in. My thing is this, once again, hold on. Because you see, this is the point that I'm trying to make. What we're doing right here, it's nice. It's cool to get out, you know, certain things, say certain things, talk about stats. Which I'm not big on stats anyway, because stuff like that can be fudged, but that's just me. But my thing is this. You see how there's the male versus the female? That's not what it's about. Like, that's the rules. Because you have somebody that Trump put in, one of his nominees, Amy Barrett.
Mm-hmm. Colin Barrett, yeah, that chick.
Yeah, she's against a lot of things that a lot of women are like, hey, are you one of us or not?
And
so you see what I'm saying?
You're right. You know?
It's not a versus thing. It's an idea against an idea. And see, that's where the breakdown happens between everybody else and, like, stuff in this conversation. Because it's not him versus her. It's basically us versus them. Because they're the ones, as Mr. Joe said, and I totally agree, when they step in, it's a wrap. They decide what they want to decide. They do what they want to do. You have no right. Yes, it's privilege. That's what it all boils down to. We have the privilege to move about in this country. We have the privilege to do certain things. It's privilege. But when they want to tell you no, it's no. So it's like I'm not taking sides, but I'm just saying you really have to look outside of the box. And see why we're even pitted against each other. While these people are going to make the decisions regardless. Whatever we say or whatever we do or how much ever we argue amongst one another or yell at each other, it doesn't matter. Because the powers that be are going to do what they want to do. And then everybody has to shut up. And either you comply or that's it. Now go ahead, Miss Cherry.
All right, so Joe, I don't even know how to begin to address some of this.
I bet you don't.
So I'm going to start talking about how my job is. And I agree with Mika. She kind of went a little bit differently than what I thought she was going to say. Being that I work in corporate America and I am surrounded by quite a few men, I go to work the same hours that they do, except when I come home, I have my second job. That's to take care of my home. A lot of times when men go to work in a corporate atmosphere, they're coming home to a woman that's been there to make sure that everything's going good on that end. So in essence, we have that 24-hour, 7-day-a-week job that you probably are not aware of.
Oh, I'm aware of it. I just don't believe in it.
Well, you don't believe it because you don't do it. I don't know if you remember back in the 80s, they had a movie that came out, Mr. Mom, and how strange it was that he should stay home and take care of his family while she entered the corporate setting. It was unheard of. He was thought of as being less than a man for doing it. And it just shows you that mentality that's out there. I don't think we want to talk about intelligence with women and men.
Oh, yeah, I do.
It might become insulting to certain,
no, it won't
certain
be.
Levels.
And, no,
I, it and won't. I don't think, I do think it is individualized. Because honestly, I work with some people that I'm really questioning why they're working with me.
And that's normal.
I kind of feel insulted at some level.
You're going to find
I'm not
well, Mr. Joe.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Mr. Go ahead, Miss Sherry. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. Go ahead.
I just wanted to ask a question. Mr. Joe, do you really think that men are more intelligent than women?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Okay?
Oh, sorry.
So you want to believe differently because of all the propaganda that's been pushed on us for the last few years. Like I said, IQ tests up until about 2 years ago, consistently since they started them, on a general level between men and women, men have been the dominant intelligent ones. Up until 2 years ago, I think.
In what way? In what studies are you looking at?
IQ test.
I'm sorry?
IQ test.
IQ test?
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
And what studies are you looking at for this? What type of IQ test are we looking at?
What type of IQ test?
You're
right, Sherry. You see, they gave the women different IQ tests than they gave the men. So, of course, it was
no,
biased.
But I think IQ tests, they measure different things, right? They can measure common sense. They can measure book knowledge. There's a lot of things that are measured by IQ tests. You're saying that since the beginning of time, up until 2 years ago, women have always lagged behind. So what's going on with the guys in the last 2 years, according to you, Joe?
Well, I don't know in the last 2 years if you guys have repeated that surpassing of the male superiority, but if you have, it's about time. The thing is that we're
also,
talking about...
So maybe...
Yeah.
So if you're saying that women are not as intelligent, then you're probably using stale dated information because according to you, 2 years ago, all of that was reversed.
No.
Correct?
Listen to what I'm saying, Jerry.
Did he say women were not as intelligent, or did he just say men are, in his opinion, men are more intelligent?
He said women are not as intelligent, correct?
They're both the same. Women are not as intelligent. Or it's not even possible.
I gotta play semantics.
I have
to play semantics because the whole thing is this. It's always about the articulation. It's always about the articulation. So the thing is to say that in your opinion you feel that women are more, that men are more intelligent, it doesn't mean that women are less intelligent.
Of course it does.
It doesn't mean that.
It just simply means they test worse than that.
You're saying of course it does.
That. They're not good test takers. Did you ever think about that?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, there may be. That may be too. But all I'm saying is that men have been graded higher on the IQ level than women for decades. Finally, women surpassed it about 2 or 3 years ago. Whether or not they kept up the trajectory, don't know. But
you're actually saying that men are becoming dumber and women are now becoming the dominant in intelligence because over the last three years, studies have shown IQ tests that men are falling behind at this point.
I didn't say that.
So
I said up until 2 years ago, about 2 to 3 years ago.
Men are falling behind.
men.
So you are saying that men are becoming dumber,
and
women are becoming the
dominant. That's parsing words. Here's what I said.
Okay.
Jerry, do you have a laptop? Maybe you want to, you like to take notes along with Mika. No?
Who, me?
Yeah.
First of all, let's not even go there. First of all, that was not
me. Nice.
Okay.
No, I thought I'd stir up the pot a little
bit.
Every time I come in here, I'm too nice. I thought I'd stir up
the pot.
First
of all, there is no reason to be that
juvenile
and that petty.
Oh,
that was
no
problem. Did I say anything? No.
I'm kidding.
I hadn't insulted you once.
It's a joke.
No.
It's a joke. It's a joke. It's not like, come
this
on,
is me
man.
Laughing.
We can't do this.
Oh, for God's sake. All right. See, now, I'm also going to say another thing. Men are less petty than women. How's that?
Clearly not.
Obviously so.
Clearly not, because that was uncalled for.
No, you guys, well, hold on. You guys need your own show. Y'all need your own spin-off. Like, y'all are crazy.
You can be my co-host.
Listen, we're not going to debate the whole men and women thing, because we're getting off topic. I mean, it's nice. Just like battle of the sexes and all, it's all nice. But the thing, the truth of the matter is, and the heart of it is, we're being pit against one another.
Absolutely.
So that way, the people who make the laws, as Mr. Joe said before, they make the changes, and we just have to deal with it. Now, once again, like I said earlier, women have the control over what they do with themselves. Once again, just like I compared with the transgender, they can have control. They can go get surgeries. They can go do this. They can go do that. It's okay. And there are people, government, states, whatever, they don't have a problem with that. Some of them do, some of them don't. But the whole thing is, we don't make the laws. We don't make the rules. I don't care how many times Ms. Cherry writes in, Mika writes in, I write in, Mr. Joe or Big Red write in. No matter how many times you send letters to Congress, it's all about politics. And we are not privy to that party. We're not privy to that game. So the whole thing, what it boils down to, is it's the game that's being played. The same game that's being played with abortion is the same game that's being played with the vaccination. The same game that's being played with the vaccination is the same game that's being played with the Second Amendment rights. Because at one minute, everybody has a right, you're American, you have a right to bear arms. Now all of a sudden, you have a right to a degree now. You only have a right to a degree. See, everything changes. And the thing is, some of us are not willing to go with that change because we're stuck. And I'm guilty of it too. We're stuck in a certain belief because we grew up in a different era. Now, it's like a free fall. People care about, oh my gosh, I got to go save this cat. Meanwhile, the kid's starving over here. Oh, I don't care about some damn kids. I care about this cat. People pick and choose their battles. People pick and choose their wars. But the whole thing is, once again, we are not being in unison with one damn thing at all. And the powers that be sit back and they laugh at this shit. Because they know no matter what you say, no matter how many times you write in, you're not going to do anything. What are you going to do, overthrow us? What are you going to do? What, you're going to step up to the game and become a politician and make changes? Oh, I dare you. But that's what we don't do. We don't turn around and we don't take these roles serious. We're too busy doing other bullshit. And we're not focusing on the things, the change. Sometimes we have to be the change that we want. And if you're not willing to step up to the plate and throw on a suit or a dress and go in the office and say, this is what I want, this is what we need to do, this is what to make changes, or sacrifice yourself, because that's what it boils down to. If you want to be a true leader and you want to be about, you got to make some sacrifices. And there's a lot of people out there that are not willing to make that sacrifice. Because if they do, either you're going to be, your character is going to be assassinated or something else.
Or you get fired like I have. If you want to fight for particular rights, if you, and just because I'm a man doesn't mean everything gets granted to me. If I wanted to fight for a higher commission, because I was in the sales and marketing field, had to fight for it. Okay? I got fired a couple of times because of it. You have to be willing to step up and take the risk and then go for another job. Get the higher job, get the higher wage there, because now you've got experience. And you have to know how to present yourself in such a way so that people, not all, but people will eventually take a look at you and say, you know what, he's got the brain, she's got the brain. Seniority,
and I got to pose something to Ms. Cherry. Hold on, Ms. Cherry. I got to pose something to you, and I got to pose something to Mika. Because I don't want to do, I don't want to keep dancing with this abortion thing. But how do you feel knowing that it's easier for someone to go get a sex change? And that's okay. That's, the green light is all the way with that. But with an abortion, it's not. How does that make you feel? Okay, Ms. Cherry, and then Mika.
Oh, you just going to put me out there.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
and don't forget about the criminals.
I'll answer the question.
And then Ms. Red. And then Big Red after that. So go ahead. How does that make you feel?
Okay, so as a woman, whether I'm pro-life or not, I am pro-choice. Because I do have to acknowledge that if I'm telling you that you have to do certain things, I also have to have a plan to support you. So we're saying as a society, you are not allowed to have an abortion. What is the plan when you bring a baby into this world that you don't want, that you don't want the responsibility of taking care of, that you may not have the financial means of taking care of? What is that fallback plan to support that woman that you forced to take this?
Hold on. You're going around the question. How do you feel? Because there's a double standard. There's a double standard there. If you really think about it, it's a double standard. As a woman, how does that make you feel? That they're telling you what you can do with your body, but they're telling other people, men and women, that you want to switch your organs up? Yeah, you can go do that, no problem. How does that make you feel?
I think at a certain point, like I said, with the government regulating a woman's choice, you're going to see that start to flow into other areas. So for right now, up until maybe I think a couple of weeks ago or whatever, in Texas, a woman did have a choice, and that choice was taken away. You're going to start to see that go through sexuality also. I suspect that by the time all of this is over, I saw something saying that I think in, and I'm not, I can't recall the country, that they're already setting up a sort of a concentration camp setting, you know, for the vaccinated versus unvaccinated people, those that comply with the ones that they see are anti, against government. And so I think you can start to expect that, like I said, our rights, if that's what you want to call it, privileges, definitely choices, are going to start being eliminated in all different areas. How does it make me feel? Once again, if the government is going to take away your choices and your rights, I think that they should have a backup plan. There should be something to support that. Okay, you're not allowing me to have an abortion, so now I have this baby. I cannot afford it. What is the plan to get food on that table? What's the plan to keep a roof on that head? What's the plan if I just don't want to be bothered? Is there somebody that's going to step in and raise that child because you made that decision for me? I think we have to look at more than just, you know, this is not right or morally right, or I don't agree with the values that this person has. So being that I'm in a position of authority, I'm going to go ahead and take away that right from you.
Mika.
Mm-hmm. And I know you don't think I answered the question.
I should have.
No. I still don't know how you feel about it.
I presume you didn't like it.
Well, you know what? Let the M80 come with it. Go ahead, M80. A.K.A. Mika. M80 Mika. Go ahead.
You got jokes. Well, I put it like this. You know what? You know what happens with M80s, right? They take fingers just so it's clear. Well, okay. So having said that, actually, it's fucking annoying, actually. It's just annoying because you're telling me something can happen to me horrible and I can't get an abortion, but you're going to let fucking Tom turn into Teresa with no problems, and you're going to cover it. How about that bullshit?
How about the criminals?
Yeah,
they got more rights than you do.
That bullshit. So, yeah, I'm not.
Now, that is true.
No doubt. To be honest, I'm not really happy. But it is what it is, unfortunately, for the time being. Because, again, writing letters, going on campaigns, hitting people up on Twitter, fucking blasting people on Twitter, none of this shit works.
And it's not going to work.
So, you know, you're writing letters, you're trying to get in meetings, you're trying to do a whole lot of shit. Just small steps. Like my town, like most towns, I guess, election day is, what, what's that, November 2nd?
Mm-hmm.
It's the 2nd or the 4th. Either way.
I think, isn't it? Well, I guess it depends upon the town.
Yeah. Either way, I got to take my ass up there before I go to work. Because that's the only thing left to do. And that's been the only thing left to do. The problem is I live in a town where I'm looked at for many different reasons. So there's that.
Okay.
Too. But, I mean, it is what it is. At the end of the day, it's fucked up. But you know what? This society in general has been trying to emasculate men for years, and it has been promoting women to turn into dudes. So, I mean, am I really that surprised? Not so much. I'm pissed, but I'm not that surprised. And you've noticed it over maybe the past maybe 15, 20 years. Don't tell me you haven't noticed it.
What you say? What you got to say, Rhett?
Well, with that, I feel insulted because, as the lady said, it's like you're telling me what to do with my body with a child that I may not have wanted, or you know, because of something happening to me, you know, a rape or something like that has happened to me. And I get pregnant, and this is, you know, I don't want this child. So I feel insulted because now you're telling me I have to keep this child because of whatever law that you're putting in or you're setting in. But as you know, but guess what? A person, you know, as Mika said, you can turn Tom, and Tom can turn into Teresa, okay, with no problem. They're going to cover it and give them no flack about it, but you're going to give me flack about keeping the child or not keeping the child that came from something that wasn't of a place of love. It was because I got forced into it. Maybe I don't want to be a mother. Maybe that's not something that I wanted to do with my life. Maybe that's something that's going to ruin maybe a career that I'm going for, and now I have to raise a child that I wasn't ready for. You know, and
now,
then, you know, that, you know, I feel that's, you know, that's crazy. Like, it's insulting.
Now, I would like to see more women bring that whole thing into play. How could you tell me what to do with my body, but you won't tell them what to do with theirs? But see, because then what you're going to have is
a gang of them.
There's a what?
The cops are actually
It's a gang.
Right now.
Somebody coming from Mika?
Well, probably.
First of all,
you're going to have a problem because the gang is going to get you. They're going to shut you down. That's why they're not even getting involved. And the thing is, see, my thing is, if you're going to go to battle, or actually, if you're going to go to war, you have to select your most perfect weapon. You got to select your weapons to win. And I think in this war, there are a lot of women out there that are not selecting the proper weapons to win. If you got to go against the gang, go against the damn gang. Because my thing is this: your right and your choices are just being taken away, as the way other people are just here. They're being given carte blanche. And I don't see why there isn't something being said about that. Like, you know, I like damn the gang, because they want rights, they fought for their rights, and they're getting the rights that they want, and they don't care about anybody else's rights but their own. But see, let somebody hear me say that, and they'd be like, oh, he's homophobic. He's against the community. I'm not against anyone. Just don't piss me off. I'm not against anyone. I don't care what you do, your sexuality, your preference, animals, people.
You want to go to the moon? I don't care. That's your business. But you know what? Once again, we live in a society where it's not even about what you say. It's about what they perceive. And if an individual perceives that you're, or a group perceives that you're saying something negative, then it's automatic negative. It's not about your truth. Be damn your truth. It's about our truth and what we stand for. So that's, mm-hmm. to me, where the real fight is at. It's not the whole thing about men. It's about cliques. It's about gangs. And it's about one group of people getting more than another. And that's where the real fight is at. So we can sit here and talk about how men are doing stuff, but there are also women out there who are on the same page. And they don't want changes. There's certain things they don't want. But once again, they will okay. Oh, if Tom wants to be Teresa, oh, it's okay. Or if Michelle wants to be Michael, it's okay. But a woman cannot get an abortion. That's the double standard that needs to be raised. That flag right there needs to be raised. Like, hey, what the flag on the plate? Something's going on. There's a problem. There's a serious problem. And it's just not being addressed.
And this is a continuation of what the government, like the title of your show is, The New World Orders. Did you mean New World Orders, New World Order as in the New World Order, or are you talking about different paradigms?
Technically, it's the same thing. These are the orders that are being given. Mr. Joe, are you vaccinated? No. You can't go to work Monday. You can't go to work, and you know what? You now lose the ability to feed yourself and your family because you are being selfish and you don't want to get yourself vaccinated. Mika, are you vaccinated? Okay. We welcome you into the club. You're vaccinated. We welcome you into the club. You could do and say whatever you want to say, except for having an abortion, or except for you want to walk around with a gun. No, we can't have that. Your rights are limited on that.
You know, it would be a good exercise, which I did the other day. Go to Google, put in the keywords, how our rights have been taken away. You'll find a few web pages that will outline just what they are. Incrementally, over the course of time, the government, which are nothing more than puppets of the New World Order, which to me is controlled by the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, and some other certain families, have been wanting control of this planet for centuries. The Rothschilds have been in control of this planet for centuries, and I'm not exaggerating. Any nation that has what's called the central bank, which is our Federal Reserve, is being controlled by the Rothschilds. Why do I say that? Because a central bank, like our Federal Reserve, runs the monetary system in such a fucked up way that common sense would say this should not even exist. But it does exist because they bribe the congressmen, or they bribe the parliament, or they bribe whoever is in charge of that particular government of that particular nation for the purpose of controlling us. And now with the COVID and the vaccine, the purpose, the real purpose is here, and that's to destroy humanity. That may sound like a conspiracy theory, but part of it is we pit men against women, blacks against whites, dogs against cats, anything against anything, in order to make a good distraction. A smoke screen, as you were talking about, I call it political theater. I also call it red herrings, and pretty soon false flags are going to come down the pike.
And you know what I call it?
Mm-hmm.
The art of war.
Yeah. By
it's
like
the art,
Sun Tzu.
Art of,
yeah. Distraction.
Sun Tzu. It is. It's the art of war. And it's not. And as many times as Ms. Cherry has come on in, she says, you know, not a conspiracy theory, or is it? It is. Because the theories have to come from somewhere, because the whole thing, like you said, the topic of the show, the title, the New World Orders, these are the new marching orders. So either you dance to the drummer's beat, or you sit your ass down in the stands. This is what it is now.
Forget.
And this is what it's going to continue to be until we decide and we pick our battles right. Until we get some type of unity going on these topics, because there's too many topics.
going on right now that we're infighting and about that don't even make sense. It has nothing to do with the overall what's going on, and it's control. Like I said, and I will continue to stress, it is sad to hear that someone can no longer provide for themselves or for their family because they refuse to do what's right for themselves. Just think about that. But I'm sure you all have, but just think about it. I'm telling you, you can't do this because you won't do that. So I'm going to strip you of everything. I'm going to take away everything from you because you're not going to do it. It's control. It's control.
Yeah.
And like
exactly.
I said, these are the new orders. So what are you going to do? Are we going to sit back and continue to argue about the petty shit, the bullshit? Or are we really going to look at what it is and how we allow our government to redefine and define us and humanity as we know it?
Absolutely.
People should take the stand, right. I'll give you another example of incrementalism. Have you guys heard of asset forfeitures, property asset forfeitures? Well, in any case, it's when the sheriff or the police or the cops, they pull you over, for example, they find out that you've got what they consider to be too much money. They confiscate the money on your car. Now, isn't that against due process?
Of course.
But they're doing it. Been doing it
for
about 10 years, 15 years or so. It's like what I'm saying. Mm. You don't have rights. And if you,
like gun
laws. We don't stand up the right way, the rights are gone. I predict in 2 years we won't even recognize America.
I'm sure.
I don't recognize it now.
True. Second Amendment right. So, for years, it's been you have the right to bear arms. It's your constitutional right. But now, there's this whole thing where, okay, it's your constitutional right to a degree. See, now they're putting something else on. Yeah, you can have the privilege to carry, but now you have to tell me why you want to carry. And if it doesn't sound right to me, then I'm not going to approve your application. If you can't specify that you're in some type of danger, and that, listen, I shouldn't have to specify when I put down an application that, oh, I need a gun for self-defense. No, maybe I just want to go hunting, or maybe I just want to go target practice, or maybe I just want to defend my home. Because, see, now it's as soon it's going to reach into the home. But soon you're not going to be able to defend your home. Soon you're not going to be able to go get a firearm to defend your home or defend yourself. Because there's so many different variations, so many different rules that will tell you, from state to state, that will tell you what you can do, what you can't do, what you will do, and what you won't do. But it boils down to control. So you're trying
to tell
me.
So now they want to tell you what to do. Right. They want to tell you, you got to tell them what you need a gun, what you need a gun for, to get the license.
Yeah. Yeah, Miss Cherry sent me something, and I was reading it, and especially in New York, because New York has always been one of those states where they're just pro-law enforcement. Yeah, New York has always been pro-law enforcement, and they don't want citizens having guns. It's just an appeasement. It's just like, here, all right, we'll let you have it, but you know, there's rules to this. So now they're trying to change.
What if I
want to
keep raccoons off my property? What if I want to keep raccoons off my property? Can I tell them that?
No, you can't go out and shoot no raccoons. That's reckless right there. You're just charging a firearm for the purpose of what?
That's against environmentalism.
Because I want to keep them off my property.
Then the fur coats are going to come get you. Then the animal rights are going to come get you. You see what I'm saying?
Oh,
there's always
going
to be somebody that's going to come.
There's
going to
be somebody.
Yeah, but now they're trying to switch the paperwork, or they're trying to switch the language, as they always do, because like I said, it's always in the articulation. Now you have to say, well, why do you want this firearm? Or why do you feel you need this firearm? Not one. Why do you feel you need this firearm? Like, why should I give it to you? Why should I approve your application? Why, you don't feel safe? If you don't feel safe, call the police. Because technically, you really do not have the right to defend yourself. You really don't. You may have that privilege to think you do, but you don't.
You never did. Never did. The Second Amendment, it's great, but what do they say outwardly, openly, during the primaries for the Democratic presidential run? Didn't they say they were coming after your gun? They said it. I'm coming after your AR-15. They will knock on your door to get it.
That's only a matter of time. It's only a matter of time before, because see, once again, it goes back to that word control. And there's nothing you can do, or really nothing you can say when the Supreme Court makes their decisions. Because, you, like I said, you can write these letters to the congressmen and all this and that, but the Supreme Court, they run the show. And if they say you're going to eat apples only on Wednesday, apples will only be available on Wednesday. The new world orders.
We're all wearing masks, aren't we?
Exactly. Right? Because they said this is the safest thing, if this is what you do. You wear a mask. Or then they say you take the vaccine and then you don't have to wear a mask. Meanwhile, in my opinion, the mask is probably one of the most safest things. And keeping yourself, you know, distant from certain people, but that mask kind of saves you. Because you're breathing in your own crap. You're not breathing in everybody else's. But to tell people to get the vaccine and then turn around and tell them you don't have to wear a mask is stupid, because you can still get the COVID.
The purpose of having the vaccine, if you can get it.
That's the argument. But once again, the powers that be is like, we don't care what your argument is. You're going to take the shot.
Absolutely.
That's that. If you have to look at it from a dictator's perspective, it's not what you do. It's what I say. And that's what it boils down to. And this is what it is. It's what they say.
Oh,
so like I said,
we
can argue about everything else, but, you know, when are we going to stop somebody from saying, hey, listen, you can say what you want to say, but I got to do, we have to do what we have to do.
No, you can't say what you want to say. This is PC time. You can't say what you want to say. Before, let's say the last 10, 12 years, let's say the last 10 years when PC really started taking hold, you can get into arguments with people and you had an argument. Now it's PC time. It's microaggression time. It's, oh, you've insulted me time. That's the whole purpose of PC. I was wondering why PC was coming down the way that it was about 10 years ago. Now I understand what the reason is. It's to continue the division. So when, even in your home, do you know Facebook people have unfriended relatives over political bullshit? Political.
Listen, I remember when Trump was in office. Oh, my gosh. There's so many people that I even no longer speak to. No longer friends on Facebook. Just because of one man that I don't even know. They don't even know.
Nobody knows.
Just what the media says. Nobody knows him but the people around him. But these people say, oh, he's doing this and he's doing that and he's doing right for the country, he's doing this. And it's like, listen, what may be right for him may not be right for us.
And to have that in real life, to unfriend your friends on Facebook and to have arguments at the dinner table, you just say, babe, you like Trump, I like the other guy. So what's pass the salt? That's it.
That's how it should be.
Yeah, you don't have arguments over things you're not going to change. So you might have discussions, but you don't have to have arguments about it. I believe in this or I believe in that. Okay, babe. But we love each other. But people are getting divorces, breaking up friendships, fighting over who's going to get the dog as a result of some sort of political bullshit. Incrementalism.
Yeah.
Division. That's the whole goal.
Yeah.
Exactly. Terrible.
The thing is, where do we go from here?
I've been asking people.
You know,
yeah.
Ms. Cherry usually tells me, like, we have to focus on a solution instead of talking about the problem.
She's right.
Yeah, but it's, I mean, how are you going to have a
solution
if you don't know where to start? Like, if you don't know where to start or how to start, what, like, how are you going to have a solution if you don't know where to start? If you're not getting correct information, if you're getting, you know, you're confused, everybody's confused, or people are scared, or if you try to have a solution, people shoot you down with that, with the solution they shoot you down about.
You know, you know what I think? Wait, before you go on, Ms. Cherry, you know what I think?
Mm-hmm.
Too much information is never good. You're being fed something that you don't even know if you like it or not. Too much information is not good because it's not the right information. So it's like they tell you you can't think for yourself. So here, this is what I'm going to give you. So this is how you'll think. Listen to what I'm saying. And it's the gospel, and this is how you should think.
I hate to break up the party, but I got to. Good night, y'all. Got an early wake up call.
All right.
Was that my
Spartan party?
Yeah, have a
great
night. Was my Spartan
party. Night, guys.
Good night. As you were going to say, Ms. Cherry?
So I think the solution is going to rest in getting people to realize that they do need to think for themselves. They have to question things logically. If you're hearing something, you just can't accept it and run with it. Why are they giving you certain information? What do they have to gain by keeping out other information? And you can't provide people with the answer. You have to let them have the ability to come up with it. Kind of like playing devil's advocate. You put it out there, and you can see, you know, did you ever think of it like this? I understand you feel that way, but have you ever considered it this way? I think that's going to be the first step because, like you said, and everyone's saying, we're being distracted right now. It's like a technique that a lot of mothers know. If you want to distract the baby, you provide them with something else so that you can get the behavior to stop. And right now, what they're doing is, while we're fighting amongst ourselves over vaccinated and unvaccinated, as you're speaking about, we have the gun laws going in, we have jail reform still being discussed, we have abortion. There's a lot of things going on while we're focused on, did you take the needle or not? You know, will you have a job on Monday or not? You know, who's going to be, when you go to the hospital, do you have a qualified cardiologist or was it the girl that graduated last week, but we just need a body in here, you know, to represent the medical staff? And I just think that the first step in the direction of getting people to see past that is getting them to become critical thinkers. You know, once again, why are they telling you this and not telling you other things? Right now we know that they're saying that there's mostly vaccinated people in hospitals. What they fail to mention is, and I happen to know quite a few people that have suffered from COVID and took the shot, they're being told, like I said, if you walk into a hospital and you're vaccinated, they're assuming that you're going to pull through fine. So you're being given the equivalent of aspirin, and if you have a breathing problem, a nebulizer, and you're being sent home. So, no, they're not being represented in the hospitals because they're being sent home. Not to say that their symptoms are not as bad. It's just that they're leaving those spots available for people who they feel their reactions might be more severe and they may not have time to resolve it. But we don't know that. We're just hearing that when you go to the hospital, 90% of the people in the hospital taking up the bed spots are unvaccinated people. There's no explanation for the reason why. So we just, like I said, to find a solution, people just, you have to encourage them to be critical thinkers. Listen to what they're saying, listen to not what they're saying, and figure out why. Why is certain information being left out?
I think this country now, they're very much against critical thinkers. I don't think society is about the critical thinker. They don't want people to think. They just want drones. Critical thinkers. Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, they just want you to go out there, do what, you know, should be done. I mean, it was a movie. It was a cartoon movie that, oh, my gosh. What's that comedian name? Jerry Seinfeld.
Mm-hmm.
It was, I think, the B-movie or something like that, where it basically just broke down our society. And he was just looked at funny because he was the bee that didn't do what other bees did. So once you step out of the hive, that way of thinking, like, you're a problem. There's something wrong with you. If you notice most of the country's leaders in history, the ones that are outside of the box and that may think more for the people, those are the ones that are the problem. We can't encourage the people to think. We can't encourage the people to, you know, to unify. We can't do that. Because if they unify, then they're going to look at us, and they're going to look at what we're doing. So divide and conquer goes beyond just a racial thing. It's a human thing. Because, like, you know, like Red said, she wanted to get a gun to keep raccoons off her lawn, then you're going to have the animal rights people come at you.
Right.
Or if somebody brings up something, if a woman says, well, how is it that he can turn himself into a her and they can have their bathrooms or they can have this and that, but yet I can't have an abortion because I was raped or I was sexually assaulted or whatever. You bring that up? No, you can't bring that up. You can't talk about that.
Let me interrupt for a second just to say I'm going to leave. I won't interrupt anymore the next time. Next time I come back, I'll just drop off. I just want to say I'm leaving now. And good night, Brother B, Mika, Red. Well, Mika's gone. Cherry and anybody else on the line, next time I come back, get ready to fight. Okay?
Oh, boy, Joe.
I
got to
love it. I got to love it.
All right. I'll see you guys.
All right, Mr.
Hey,
Joe.
You guys.
Have a good one.
For the rest of your week. Bye-bye.
All right, you too.
Bye.
I mean, this has been Miss Cherry dropped off too? No. Okay. Red dropped off.
Oh, you tried to cut me off.
Yeah, Red. No. Red dropped off. You know, I love the energy from Mr. Joe. Love the energy from Mika. I love the energy from you, Miss Cherry, you know, and Red. And it's a beautiful thing when we can, like, come together and actually have these discussions, not take it, you know, personally, because none of it is meant personal. It's conversations. It's talk, tough talk that a lot of people do not want to have. And go ahead.
I was going to say, I think that even when you can hear, and I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt and say he was playing devil's advocate today, Joe. But when you do play devil's advocate, it does allow people to, you know, probably introduce a different angle than what they came in with. Because we all, when we come into a situation, we all have preconceived notions. We all have our own prejudices, our own experiences that play into things. And to hear that you have other people that may look like you or may have some things in common with you, but they just think differently, it opens up that forum for discussion. And when you can discuss things and see it from different angles, you have a possibility of becoming that critical thinker, and eventually it will lead to a solution. That's the biggest thing. Right now, we don't have a lot of solutions. We're being pit against each other. We're being distracted to what's really going on and what's important. And I think that beyond this pandemic, which I think I don't see the pandemic going away. I see it being more we're learning to adapt. We're learning to live with it. It's not that it's going to go away. We're going to either learn how to move forward, or unfortunately there are some people that are not going to be able to move forward with it. But society itself is going to continue to move on, whether that means going forward from now on we're wearing masks, or, you know, we're sitting 6 feet apart. Things are just going to be different. And the ones that survive it are going to be the ones that are able to adapt. The ones that aren't able to adapt, it's going to be the point where they become stagnant in life. We just have to, in our culture, coming in, I'm the descendant of African slaves, that's all we do know is adaptation. From the time that we were brought over or forced over, that's all we know. So I don't see it as being so hard for people that come from the same cultural background as me as it may be for others that haven't. They may need to learn some of those techniques, some of those skills that we picked up over 400 years, but we'll eventually get there.
Well, before I let Big Red jump back in, you know what the problem is? I think some people just don't want to get involved. I think the problem is a lot of people don't want the smoke. They don't want the hassle. They don't want to write the letters. They don't want to go out and protest. They don't want to do any of that because they want to live in their bubble. Their bubble is comfortable. Their bubble is nice. It's good. It's what works for them. They don't want to do anything else. Like, why should I go out there and march for someone else's rights? I'm trying to put food on my table. I'm trying to be peaceful in my own home or my apartment or whatever. Why should I go out and do something? What contribution I'm making? And then you have those that know that you're going against the machine or you're going against the house. And as they say, in when it comes down to gambling and the casino, the house always wins. The house always wins.
Right. I was going to say, you also have to just realize that the people who tend to create the laws don't create them for themselves. So when they're looking to create these laws to control the mass society, they're not included in there. There always are exceptions where they're not going to be governed that way. So therefore, how you mentioned, they're looking more, it is about control. It's about control. It's about controlling you, not controlling society, not controlling everyone. It's about controlling you as the individuals, taking your choices, your rights, your privileges, whatever, and it's not going to apply to the ones that actually create and enact the laws.
Exactly. Got right. Anything, Rhett?
Well, like I said, this thing is just, it's just getting, it's going to get out of, I think it's going to get worse before it gets better. But then again, it doesn't seem like it's going to get better, not to me. Because it's too much, like, divide. It's too much being divided. Like I said, we're already divided as in, with the race thing and everything else. So now you're going to put something on top of that, like you're putting more gasoline on this fire, and it's going to be, to me, it's going to seem like it's going to be the same thing that happened when, with George Floyd, with the police brutality and the killing and all that other stuff. You're going to have an eruption again. It's going to be another eruption. You're going to have protests, which I think people are already protesting, but you're going to have another thing where it's going to be protests. You're going to have riots again. You're going to have this. It's going to start all over again.
It's a cycle.
Because once again, right, it's a cycle because once again, people are, like I said, everybody wants to be safe. We understand that, but then you put, once again, you have fear. You're putting fear into people. And when you put fear into people, that's not good. Because then when you put fear into people, then they feel they have to then they're going to be on the defense.
Yep.
But then they're being on the defense with no information. Or then you have some people that, okay, maybe there may be some information, but some people is just, it's ignorance. You have a lot of ignorance going around when it comes to people. And when you, once again, fear and ignorance, when you mix that together, yeah, that definitely, that's going to be like a whole three, four alarm fire going on there that you're not going to be able to put out. And it seems like this is what they want. It's like they want to get it to that point where it's just, so they can throw all these extra things in place and be like, okay, now we're going to keep y'all in kind of like a lockdown. Now we can control y'all because you know what, y'all got out of hand again, so now we got to put something in place to control y'all again. Like, it's never ending, and it's like, you know, I don't, once again, you try to see a positive out of it sometimes, right, and it's all a game, and you're playing a game with humans, with people's lives. Like I say, if you telling me if I don't get a vaccine, then I don't have a job, I won't have a job in another couple of weeks or a month or whatever. Then guess what? Now you want me to go, if some job, okay, you want me to go for a weekly testing, but that's going to be a hassle at all. So guess what? If I go for this weekly testing, I got to wait three to five days to see my results. Guess what? That's a whole week out of work. That's a whole week of pain that I'm losing already.
And that's why it just boils down to, once again, the title of the show, The New World Orders. Like, see, people may see the New World Order as one thing, but it's all the same thing. It's an order. It's an order to get things in order for the people that want that order, want things
right,
to go in this order.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, it's about the articulation. We don't pay attention. A lot of us don't pay attention to the language. We don't pay attention to the words, the wording of things. We just get so emotionally caught up. See, your emotions can betray you. Because just when you think you're going hard on one end, once again, what about the other end? Sometimes we as humans have this inability to see someone else's fight because it's not our own. We don't think about their fight because it's against, we're going to say, oh, it's against me. It's against what I believe. Sometimes it's not about what you believe. It's just about going against what it is. Some people will sit back and say this, oh, these guys are crazy. It's not about control. Then what is it about? What is it about when you tell someone
right,
who was in medical school for all these years or collected whatever degrees, worked hard, bust their ass, were watching people die on stretchers, watching people remains being placed in freezers, doing 12, 16-hour, 20-hour shifts, and you're telling them, hey, you have to do this to keep your job. And they say no. And they say, well, you got to go. That's the order.
Yeah.
That's the control. That's the control of things. And as much as some people do not want to adhere to it, listen, you don't have to believe it, but you're going to see it, and we're seeing it right now.
Yeah.
It is that new world order. And this is what they're telling you to do, and they're using this whole pandemic to just push the agenda. So to those who think it's not a conspiracy, say what you will. But just as a good brother of mine used to say, just sit back and watch the cake rise. And that cake is getting real big in the oven. So on that note, any parting shots, Ms. Cherry?
I was just going to say, just emphasize what you were saying. I think all of this is being run on fear. If you remember at the beginning of the pandemic, everything was fear. Every morning we wake up until we went to sleep, we heard about the amount of people dying, you know, stay away from each other 6 feet. Everything was fear, fear, fear. Then the stress level of America got so out of hand that they started introducing other things to diminish that fear. And so now I believe what they're trying to do is they're giving us a sort of fear where we're working against each other, vaccinated versus unvaccinated, but they don't want that same fear level that they had at the beginning of the pandemic where people were literally, they felt there was no hope. You know, we were all going to die. And when you have someone that has no hope, and they feel that death is in their near future, they have no reason. They have no reason to be under control. They have no reason to believe. So I think that's what we're going with right now, the government introducing that fear, keeping us distracted, vaccinated versus unvaccinated. But also, like you said, it is a control game. It's a new order. It's we have these rules and you're going to play by them. You just don't even realize that you have you don't have a choice at this point.
Hold on, we got less than 10 seconds left. I don't mean to cut you off.
All right, go on, say what you got to say.
No, it's about to cut off. So, Ms. Cherry, thank you. Thank you very much. Mika, thank you. Mr. Joe, thank you. Big Red, thank you. This has been a good one. And, next week we're going to have to talk about Phil Flan 12 because this is becoming stressing. And on that note, everybody have a great week. Thanks for tuning in. And be safe out there. All right.
Have a
good night.
All right. Good night, guys.
Good night.